how much can you or will you be able to lean on Dustin Byfuglien tonight?
Dustin's going to be a game time. We'll make that decision before the game, see how he comes back from the morning skate.
How much of an intimidation factor do you think you've been missing without him?
You know, he is clearly a big hitter. Most of Dustin's hits seem to come to him. You know, it's a bad result on somebody trying to finish a check on Dustin. Like, he's not, you don't see him going to the penalty box for a lot of the hits that he takes, because usually he's standing when he gets hit. You know, somebody comes to him. And he's not, he's certainly not a dirty player. I don't think teams have changed the way they play with us, but he is a big force out there, and he moves the puck so well, so he has an impact on the way the game is played. But I don't, we've always got, regardless of our lineup, we've got enough guys that can handle themselves that I don't get the sense that the bench is any different in that department without him.
Paul, you called it an easy decision to go back to Michael. Now you're with Andre for the second game in a row. Is this kind of a test for him, but what are you looking for from him with his
back? It's a test for each goalie every night. He delivered a real strong performance for us in Tampa Bay, and we needed it. And he did it, I thought, under some difficult circumstances. There was more than just a game played. He did a real good job blocking that out and playing the game the way the St. Louis game ended for him. And you know, with the decisions that we're making for our lineup now, we're not going to go too far back into recent memory. It's, you know, how you played the last game or the last couple of games. But he did very well, played very well. He made a couple of saves that you wouldn't have appreciated unless you're watching the game two or three times, a couple off his glove that looked like they might have been high shots that he got just a piece of that went wide or went high and looked real solid. It's almost like an Eastern Conference opponent. It's almost like playing Tampa. You know, we saw them so long ago early in the year, that game's forgotten. Then the next game in here, that was the night we had five of our D out of the lineup. So, and it was an unusual game. So it's the exact opposite of us playing St. Louis now, and that we play them four times in 3 weeks or whatever. We've integrated a bunch of new players into our lineup. We're still working on that. What we've been good at, I think, in our last five or six games is going to be really important for us tonight. Where we had struggled with San Jose is how much ice we gave them to play on. We've been good in the last five or six games of playing a pretty tight game, and that has to be our focus here tonight.
Do you embrace the opportunity to put San Jose a little further in the rearview mirror, or is it dangerous to think like that?
I don't think that the opponent coming up changes these games, right? So whether we ran our last games against L.A. and we're chasing them, or San Jose, or it doesn't matter who you're playing now. The impact is if you're out, you're chasing the teams above you. It's the 2 points. It's you know, you win this one, then you move on to the next game. You can lose one and win your next five. So it. Who you're playing in terms of it being more important isn't. You're only getting 2 points for every win, and you get nothing on the other side. So who you're playing is important. We're going to play as hard as we can tonight. So is San Jose.
Sorry if I missed this. Is Myers playing tonight?
Yes.
Just wondering if you did anything consciously to change the fortunes of the penalty kill. The last eight games have been really sharp killing penalties, and I wondered if you'd adjusted anything. Or
going back maybe beyond eight, our penalty kill did, you know, we kind of slipped into the malaise more than anything else. When it's going well, and you just start tweaking one or two things. But we had come off some of the foundational things that we did as a power play group. We changed the pairings. We changed the mix up front. And it's a lot back. It looks a lot more like it did at the start of the year now.
I remember at one point saying everything's not right, and did you kind of go back to the beginning with them?
We'd gone to from the start of one or two things missing in there, and then all of a sudden there wasn't an area in our PK that we could hang our hat on. So we did right back to the start, and that's where I think we got better at what are we trying to do as our first thing on our penalty kill, and we started working on that, and the other things started to fall in place a little bit.
Paul, just a comment on Andre Pavlik's
mental strength and everything he's gone through, and then that happens and he comes back and wins that. You've always said you found him a mentally strong goalie, and I guess goalies have to be, but particularly with him, does he stand out at all with how he can bounce back from things? Or
I think he's got enough fight in him. You know, he's connected to this team for a long time, and he's lived through the 3 or 4 years where they felt they were right there, and I think for the focus then became on the goaltender. I don't think that was an accurate assessment of where the team was at in terms of how the whole group played. He just wants to be a part of it, and that's why the St. Louis goal is a stinger for him, because he stopped 16 or 17 going into that shot, and you know, those 5-on-3s, they had great looks on him, and he played really well. So then it's not an individual thing, it hurt the team. I think that's what was hard for him. That game was a big game in Tampa for him mentally. Feel good about himself. He gets on that bus and he knows he was a driver and us getting 2 huge points at the end of a road trip with a beat-up lineup. So he gets to hang his hat on that, build some confidence from it.